Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1693, the weekly FDH football preview show. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our fantasy and non-fantasy preview for Week 17 of the 2023 NFL season, as well as a look at the college football semifinals. For last week's college picks, we are 0-1, bringing us to 18-12-1 on the season. By the way, we're coming off a 25-15 season in 2022. So it's a combined 43-27-1 over that span. Let's start with the Rose Bowl, where Michigan is laying 1.5 to Alabama. The Wolverines have been one of the best teams in the country all year, and especially at generating pressure. That pressure leads to a lot of turnovers, but they're not a bend-but-don't-break team that's overly dependent on them. But even though they've been several spots above Alabama all year, they may have drawn the short straw in this matchup. Nick Saban has never gone more than 3 years at Bama without winning a national championship. Are we sure that this will be the first time? Also, they've been arguably the best team in the country in close games this year, and so they don't flinch at playing from behind, whereas Michigan really didn't have to play from behind much in the soft Big Ten field this year. Jalen Milroe's mobility could cause problems for the Michigan defense, and consider that Alabama played stronger down the stretch, while the same can't be said for Michigan, with the large exception of the Ohio State game, of course. But like Ohio State in 2014 and Alabama in 2017, we see the 4 seed advancing here. Alabama 27, Michigan 24. In the Sugar Bowl, Washington is getting 4.5 from Texas, and that's mainly because of the gap in defense between the teams, as well as the Huskies fading just a bit offensively down the stretch. The Longhorns are not elite in the red zone, but they also don't turn the ball over much and won't be vulnerable to Washington's ability to create turnovers. We see it being the incumbent team winning the Steve Sarkisian Bowl and moving on. Texas 33, Washington 27. In the NFL, we're going for our 4th season since 2016 of being profitable, i.e. above 52.4% picking every game of the season. We're right about on pace for that right now. Last week, we were 9-7, 0-3 on the big three, and 0-1 on the lock. For the season, it's 122-107-11 overall, 20-25-3 on the big three, 5-11 on the lock. Here's our picks for this week. The New York Jets plus 7.5 over Cleveland, Dallas minus 4.5 over Detroit, Tampa Bay minus 2.5 over New Orleans, Buffalo minus 13.5 over New England, Chicago minus 3 over Atlanta, Indianapolis minus 3.5 over Las Vegas, the LA Rams minus 5.5 over the New York Giants, Philadelphia minus 11.5 over Arizona, San Francisco minus 12.5 over Washington, Miami plus 3.5 over Baltimore, Seattle minus 3.5 over Pittsburgh, the LA Chargers plus 3.5 over Denver, and Green Bay plus 1.5 over Minnesota. For our big three, it's Houston minus 4.5 over Tennessee, and Jacksonville minus 6 over Carolina. And in the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 17, it's Kansas City minus 7 over Cincinnati. Here's the top 10 in our power rankings for this week. 1 Baltimore, 2 San Fran, 3 Buffalo, 4 Miami, 5 Detroit, 6 Philadelphia, 7 Dallas, 8 Kansas City, 9 Cleveland, 10 LA Rams. Here's our bottom 5. 28 New England, 29 New York Giants, 30 Arizona, 31 Washington, 32 Carolina. Thank you for joining us for this week's FDH Football Preview Show.